For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Tampa Bay Comic Con.
Tampa Bay Comic Con.
I'm going this weekend.
Yes, you are. But I want you to hear this commercial that's been running. And I don't think it has anything to do with anybody here on the bone. That would be a national spot, I'm assuming, that would come down.
Probably, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Tampa Bay Comic Con is this weekend. That's Friday through Sunday, July 31st through August 2nd. Comics, toys, costumes, and celebrity appearances, including Carrie Fisher, Star Wars' Princess.
Star Wars' is.
Yeah, it should be from Star Wars.
Or just Star Wars Carrie Fisher.
No, I think it says, I think from Star Wars might sound a little bit better.
But you could also say, because you would put the apostrophe after the S, it wouldn't be Star Wars ES. Star Wars is. It's been driving me nuts.
Do they do that with anybody else?
No. Yeah, listen again.
Tampa Bay Comic Con is this weekend. That's Friday through Sunday, July 31st through August 2nd. Comics, toys, costumes, and celebrity appearances, including Carrie Fisher, Star Wars' Princess Leia, Leia Thompson.
That is the most ridiculous thing, Star Wars.
You break down the weirdest stuff, by
really
the way.
Do. That sometimes.
Is, it's so, like, not passed by everyone else except for you. That's what you were worried about in the break. I'm like, oh, what do you want to talk about next? He's really worried about this commercial the whole time.
But now that I pointed out, you hear it, right?
Sure, yeah.
Star
it's
Wars.
It's still not going to bother me.
It's Star Wars, man.
They're a really great client. Thank you so much for advertising with this station. We appreciate you so much.
Oh, listen, I don't blame them.
99% of people are going to say Star Wars is, Mo.
No.
Yeah.
Monica, am I old? Are we old? Or are the kids right again?
I'm a grammar snob. That does not sound right. But
I am too, though. But, like, I met Jeremy Bullock last weekend. I met Jeremy Bullock
from Three's Company, but.
You got to be effing with me right
Jeremy
now.
Jeremy Bullock, I'm thinking of Jim J. Bullock, sorry.
He was in Star Wars. He was Star Wars' Boba Fett.
Listen.
You
Boba
gotta
Fett.
You got to be kidding with me.
I thought you were talking about Jim J. Bullock that did the Ted Knight show.
You are.
I'm Jeremy.
Smart part of my soul died,
Kayla,
just now.
If I said to you, boy, I just met Jeremy Bullock, would you have any idea who I was talking about?
Yeah, he's from Star Wars.
Oh, shut up.
Play Boba Fett.
Yeah, he's Star Wars. Boba Fett.
Is that who he played?
I said Boba Fett.
Okay. Let me tell you something. Nobody played Boba Fett. That is how Boba Fett is a mystery.
Jeremy Bullock played Boba Fett.
Okay, so you met Jeremy Bullock.
From Star Wars.
Thank you. Not Star Wars.
Well, I didn't say anything after the word Star Wars.
But would you ever...
He was one of Star Wars' actors.
We're about to do the Star Wars. Forget it. I'm done. I'm not even going to talk about it. Let's talk about what Star Wars is. A Brevard County woman with Tourette's...
Brevard?
See, it's made me stupid. Star Wars is.
That's the correct pronunciation.
Are you even a fan of Star Wars, Kayla?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Shut
a New
up.
Hope?
What does that even mean?
The Revenge of the Sith? Look at that.
Well, that is one of them.
Yes. A New Hope is one, right?
Which one was A New Hope?
Yeah.
It was in the first series.
Okay.
Which, I'm sorry, it was 4, 5, and 6. It wasn't 1, 2, and 3 because they made that in the early 2000s or late 90s. I don't know.
Okay, you're going to give me stats or actual information?
No, see, this is how I remember everything. I have the worst memory of all time.
I don't understand this.
About this.
She'll go, I don't know, and then instantly know everything.
She hasn't told us anything,
I have
Jen.
A terrible memory when it comes to titles.
She's okie-doking us. She hasn't said anything.
A New Hope.
A New Hope. You've said that 8 times. They have a newer hope out now.
Oh, do they?
The time it's taken you to tell me which one was The New Hope.
What is the name of the new movie coming out?
That has nothing to do.
Clone Wars was either 1, 2, or 3.
Clone Wars was not any of them.
No, Clone Wars was 1, 2, or 3. Yeah.
Okay.
And then you have the Death Star one, where the Death Star is in the name or something like that. I don't know.
Sure.
So.
The Death Star. You have never seen a Star Wars film in your life, have you?
I have. I'm just terrible with names.
I don't see A New Hope on here, Mo.
They did. I believe that.
I'm looking up Star Wars is A New Hope, and I'm not coming up with anything.
Well, that's your first mistake. But I believe the first, which would be the fourth, was retitled A New Hope, which was the original Star Wars, the very first one.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Right. In 77.
Who? Shut up. How did you know that? Who pilots the Millennium Falcon?
Ooh, that's a good one. That
that's
is Harrison
one.
Ford?
No.
No, that's not the Millennium Falcon.
No, you're right. But his name in the movie is not Harrison Ford.
Chewie is his best friend.
She's okey-doking us, Jer. She has no idea about anything regarding Star Wars' movies.
No.
Han Solo.
Boom. Where are you getting this? Who is giving you this information?
No, I told you. I need a few minutes because I'm terrible with names, titles, everything like that. It just goes out of my head as soon as people ask me questions.
Okay. All right. And then Luke Skywalker was born from what planet?
Earth.
It wasn't so funny. Sad. He's not from planet Earth.
Well, I'm sorry. I assume that everyone's from Earth. And
no,
then
there's,
they
just, no Earth, they, there's no Earth in Star Wars. Isn't.
Okay. My bad. Sorry.
All right.
What do you want from
me? I'm just saying. You know which planet Luke Skywalker's from, right?
Yeah.
Which is what?
Skywalkerville.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? You're going to Comic-Con. You have no idea what planet Luke Skywalker's from?
I can't remember at the moment.
Dude, Monica.
Don't look at me. I've never seen Star Wars.
Tatooine.
Oh, yeah.
I quit this show.
I'm not a Luke fan.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for staying with us on the Drew Garabo Live featured cut of the day. Here's a little hidden track for you. Bye.
5 months of rare fleeting happiness from Seth Kushner.
Gone, probably according to the next entry you're going to read.
Entries, plural, because we're not here tomorrow. I figured we could read two.
Oh, great.
Count them two.
Sure.
Two entries. Because this one's kind of short, this first one.
Great. I
one
go.
Paragraph.
You gonna leave again?
Yeah. Come on, dude. Well, you know, walk out the C4 benefits door right there?
Yeah, you're damn right I am.
Oh, man. It's terrible. Thank you, Gio. Here we go. 10-19-03. I think I'm almost ready to let her go.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
I think I'm almost ready to let her go. But I've felt this way before. I keep drifting back to her.
Oh, man.
Either I really love her or I'm crazy. Either one is possible. I really want to be over her. Then I could be cool with her lifestyle. I'm an effing chump. Kim effed me in the A.
Dude.
I think he might be metaphorically.
I'll make a note. We'll clarify when he comes back.
Thank you. I have a really important Sunset GM question to ask Seth from the Autoglass Studios when he comes back into the Autoglass Studio. So we'll wait till he comes back to ask if that is a metaphorical effing in the A or a physical F in the A. Either way, I'm very intrigued.
Inquiring minds would like to know.
Ashley knows that I still desire her. Not to mention the long line of crazy bitches that want to do me. Smallhead, Hudson, the end is near, my winter fling, change is melting everything. Why do I feel like S sometimes? I have awesome friends, Staga Lee, Riley, Fish, Jamie, Sue, Sierra, Cool Fam, Better Than Before, The Best. That is 10-19-03.
It's very poetic.
Very short entry for 11-2-03. Holy hell, where do I start? My sweet love Ashley totally effed me over. Why didn't she call me? I can't effing believe it. 11-18-03, 16 days later. Well, she was in town, and she heard me trash her on the radio.
Ooh. I'll get it.
Always rough. I think I said I loved her. Whatever. She's done. Even though I still care about her. I'm really worried about Kim. She dicked me for the last time.
Oh, bitch.
It sucks. I think I had a spark with her. I mean, she was a star. Just what I was looking for. But I believe she was very shady and effed up. She's making me alienate all my friends because all I want to do is find out what her deal is. And I don't want to talk about them anymore to anyone. Ciara cares, but that's all. Everyone else is just waiting for me to finish so they can talk about their S. I'm sad deep down about both of them, but F Kim. If I'm your soulmate, try and make amends with me.
Oh, man.
The words of a young Seth Kushner.
Kim's a bitch, man.
Yeah, I don't know
about
this
Kim. I don't like Kim at all.
Yeah, I liked Ashley better than Kim.
I'm Team Ashley.
Totally Team Ash. Let's get Seth back in the Autoglass Studios. Can we talk about Kim for a little bit, please?
Yeah.
I think we like her better than we like Ashley.
How much did you read?
Just a couple of entries.
Yeah, I'm Team Kim.
When you say that she effed you in the A, you are speaking metaphorically, yes?
Yes, I am.
Sure.
Okay. Because, you know, we've all had girls F us in the A, either metaphorically or physically. One is more pleasing than the other, yet somewhat awkward when they're done.
It's cool either way. We still support you.
I'm not judging, man. I mean, the Autoglass Studio is a place free from judgment here today. But tell us about Kim.
What do you know about her?
I know that she's up to some shady business.
I don't think she was up to anything shady.
You did at the time.
I hung out with her a handful of times, and I thought she was cool. She was the first girl I ever made out with that tasted like cigarettes, and I liked it. It really, oddly, it turned me on.
So she was the first smoker that you ever dated?
Yeah, I wouldn't even say that we dated.
Oh, first smoker that you made out with?
She was the first. I've only pulled one all-nighter in my morning show history, and it was because of her.
Oh, my God. The dreaded all-nighter of morning radio where you stay out all night and then do your show the next day?
Yeah, I was drinking Jaeger with her all night. I don't even know how this happened.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. I worked at the Improv. She went to my same high school. She was a year younger than me, and I was working at the Improv as the bouncer/door guy.
Bouncer.
Just let me tell the stupid story. Nobody even cares.
Continue. Please. Everyone in the Autoglass Studio
Did you ever bounce anybody out of the club?
No, I didn't bounce anybody.
When someone would heckle, were you the guy who would go over there and go, hey, knock it off?
I was supposed to, but I never did.
You're the comedian's worst nightmare.
So what do you want to know?
So you're drinking all night, Jaeger.
Oh, I met her. I was working the door. And then she came up and she said, are you boy? And I said, I am. And then she said she listened to the show all the time. I don't know if we exchanged phone numbers or something, but she called me up one night and wanted to hang out. It was like 9 o'clock. I should have been in bed. And I said, all right, let's hang out.
So this is a school night when you got work the next day.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I think she wanted me to buy her some Jaeger or something. So I did.
She was underage?
I think I was 20 and she was 21.
You were 20 and she was 21.
I was 21 and she was 20.
How did that happen? So you bought an underage girl alcohol. Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it was for me.
Sure. And her.
And then I guess we were drinking all night, and I think at some point we ended up making out, and I figured that I was in love with her at that point.
Sure. I mean, you made out with the girl. You got to be in love with her.
Absolutely.
She tasted like cigarettes.
She tasted like cigarettes, which was fine. I hung out with her a few times. I don't really remember a whole lot. I remember she came over to my apartment and made fun of my twin-size bed, which I thought was pretty cool.
Oh, I used to have a twin. Girls hate twins.
I know, but what did I know? I didn't know you needed a huge bed.
No, the girls want a big bed. I didn't know that either. I had a twin, and I'll tell you, way back in my single days, you bring a girl over and you got a twin bed, you got a problem.
It's tough to let the twin go, though.
It is.
So I don't know what I wrote in the journal about her because I wasn't listening, but I really only hung out with her a handful of times. I liked her a lot. Maybe something happened because I know she ran into Fisher and Ebor one time, and she told him that I was a hypersensitive Jew.
Why'd you have to throw the Jew in there?
I mean, I didn't disagree with her at all. I just realized that clearly I wasn't what she was looking for.
Right. I mean, the hypersensitive part I'm not going to argue with.
Yeah, but so you can't argue with the Jewish part either.
Well, no, I wouldn't argue with it, but I would ask her why she would feel the need to point that out. You are Jewish, but that does not define you.
Maybe I talked to her one time after that, but it was a torrid one-month love affair.
Man.
I thought she was the one.
And she turned out not to be the one at all.
Not at all.
Bring back Ashley. Does Ashley make any reappearances in this journal?
Like I said, I have about three journals, and they're probably all about her.
What about Ciara? Where does she come into play?
Yeah, who's Ciara?
She was just a friend of mine.
Okay.
Yeah.
She cared about you. I mean, according to your journal entry.
Yeah, I think so. I said that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You have great friends.
She has cared about you. Yeah.
I don't know what Gio is doing. Is he referencing lines from my journal?
Yeah, you have great friends.
Is that what I said?
Yeah,
No, let's go back.
Your words back to you. I have awesome friends. Stagalee, you give them all shouts out in your journal.
Fish. Please, Fish got a shout out for being a good friend.
Stagalee, Riley, Fish, Jamie, Sue, Ciara, cool fam, better than before, the best job. That's what's going on 10-19-03. Nowhere in here does it mention that that Kim tastes like nicotine, though.
Well, I'm telling you right now.
I believe you.
And I liked it.
All right. Not like kissing an ashtray at all, or it was like kissing an ashtray, but you didn't mind.
It was, but I'm telling you, it was the first time, and oddly, I was aroused by it all.
KB just tweeted, Seth's notebook makes Kayla's sad single apartment seem like Xanadu.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.